This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Clear evidence that progress has been made, and certainly not enough, right? So we are winning more games. We're not winning enough. It has to happen faster. It has to happen better and faster. As I said, I really do believe we go into 2025 with the strongest, deepest roster we've had since I've been here. We need to make it better. There's different ways to make it better. Some of it will be through off-season acquisition. Some of it will need to be through that player improvement that I talked about. Over time, certainly some of it's going to need to come from continuing to get better at the draft and international and internal development and et cetera, and on and on.
Oh, my God. I typed up a ton of tweets yesterday and deleted them because I wanted to think about it. Think about what I wanted to say about Ben Cherington and the state of the Pittsburgh Pirates. And I didn't want to fly off the handle emotionally. I saw Jenna Harner, who does great work for Channel 11, she tweeted out that video where Derek Shelton said, clear evidence progress has been made. And I typed up tweet after tweet after tweet, delete, 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 and I slept on it. Then I wake up today, and Doran, do you know what the Kansas City Royals will be doing on Saturday?
They're going to be playing a playoff game.
That's right, against the New York Yankees. Do you happen to know how many games they lost last year?
Over 100?
Yep. 106. In 2019, the Pirates went 69-93. That was the year before Ben Cherington took over. Ben Cherington's first year was the COVID year. It was goofy. They went 19-41. They won 31% of their games. That's really bad. The following year, 37% of their games. At 61-101 the following year, 62-100. Ben Cherington took over a bad situation. There's no ifs, ands, or buts around that, and they have gotten better since then. But I say it again for effect, the Kansas City Royals lost 106 games last year, meaning, guess what? Their rebuild took one freaking year. 1 year! That's worse than any of these Pirates teams. Bang, turn it around. 1 year. Now you're playing the Yankees on Saturday in a division series. It can be done. So with all due respect to Ben Cherington, who I'm sure is a very nice man, I've heard good things about the person, clear evidence progress has been made. I don't want to hear it when you go 76-76 in back-to-back years. I don't want to hear that the rebuild has to be this long-haul, arduous process. It can happen like that. And for them, it hasn't. So clear evidence progress has been made. Where?
That's exactly where I was. That's exactly what I was about to throw out there. Where? Where? What progress?
Well, pitching seems to be good, at least the rotation, but you fell bass backwards in the Paul Flippin scheme.
And Jared Jones.
Yep.
And Bailey Falter to an extent. I mean, for what he's worth.
And Luis Ortiz is good. I mean, the starting rotation, yeah. When he talks about next year's the best roster he's had and they've had since he's got here, you start there with the rotation. But apart from that, man, there's not much, if at all, to be excited about.
Your best, probably athletic, most engaging, most enticing player had to move positions. You're probably arguably best player day in and day out. You're thinking about moving him to first base?
Mm-hmm.
Because why? Because maybe it's cheaper to have a left field option than a first base? I don't know. But you're thinking about moving him there. You had opportunities at the trade deadline to get some quality players. One being Jazz Chisholm, which a lot of us were pulling for. He was available, but you sat on your hands and you took his, I guess, counterpart in De La Cruz, and you let Jazz Chisholm get acquired by the Yankees, and Jazz Chisholm, I think, had, what, 10 homers or something? Something like that. Crazy. I mean, he had 2 homers, I think, in the first game that he put on a Yankee uniform. Could have had him. Where's the progress? What was the progress this year? Let's throw Skeens out. He doesn't count. I would love to know the progress. You fell into Joey Bart. There's no progress in Henry Davis. Maybe a little bit of progress in Nick Gonzalez. Where's the other progress?
Not seeing it.
I mean, I'm serious right now. Like, where can we pull from?
O'Neill Cruz, Joey Bart, Brian Reynolds, Andrew McCutchen, all guys I feel comfortable with if they're regular everyday players next year. That's 4 out of 9. That's it. Nick Gonzalez was an average Major League Baseball player this year, which, when you missed him, you realize just how much below average they had on the rest of the roster. He was such a key piece for them. And really, to this point in his career, he's just a guy. Are you going to get Aroldis Chapman back? If not, the bullpen, which was supposed to be a strength this year and one of the weak spots of the team, that's why you fired the bullpen coach, I think it's probably going to be a disaster again. Jared Jones, for all the promise and how good his start was, after he came back from injury, 5.87 ERA. I have high hopes for Jared Jones. I'm not going to believe he's a sure thing going into next year. Mitch Keller did the same thing this year as he did last year. Fell apart in the back half of the schedule. 7.29 ERA his last 9 starts. What I'm saying here is you've got like 6 guys out of a 26-man roster that you can make legitimate arguments are good Major League Baseball players. Maybe like Santana. Maybe like Carbon Majinski. Maybe you can push that number to 8. 8 out of 26. And we're going to go into year 6? And Derek Shelton's going to be back. We'll react to that coming up in the next segment. But Ben Cherington's recommendation to the Pirates was Shelton comes back, and ownership agreed. And by virtue of Ben Cherington having the press conference yesterday, you know he'll be back. So leadership doesn't change. Good thing you fired the hitting coach or the bullpen coach. That's what they've changed? Are they going to spend more than $35 million this offseason? That's what they spent last offseason. My guess is going to be no.
No.
And if the answer is yes, it would only be incremental because their attendance went up incrementally. And generally, they link their attendance with spending money on the baseball team. So I don't know how they're going to close this gap, Doran, between the 76 outfit that they are and have been to one that's got to win 90 games to make the playoffs. We thought maybe 84 gets it done. The Diamondbacks got left out with 89 wins.
Yeah.
You got to get 15 more wins. How? And actually, man, I look at this and feel like there's an antithesis of progress. You've got the best pitcher in baseball. The best pitcher in baseball! The damn Dodgers! The best pitcher in baseball, and you won exactly the same amount of games? That means you sucked a lot more everywhere else.
Well, with progression, there's regression. So if they say that there is progress. If Cherington said there's been progress, let's talk about the regression. Like the regress, I guess.
Yes.
Let's talk about the Henry Davises. Let's talk about the Cabrian Hayes. Let's talk about the
Jack Sawinski.
Let's talk about the Triolos. Ugh. Let's talk about the guys that actually were, you thought would be staples in your lineup that you could actually put that out there and win, the Connor Joes of the world. How many guys regressed this year?
Everyone we just mentioned.
I mean, you acquired two guys at the trade deadline that you thought could fit, and they regressed.
They both played worse after they got here.
Yes.
Henry Davis, right now, is he a major leaguer?
No.
I don't think so.
No.
Can he catch? Eh. Can he play right field? No. Can he hit? Not at the big league level. He was a 1-1 guy. 1-1. He can't hit at the major league level. You feel good about their catcher next year, who's a guy that they snagged off the waiver wire.
To be a backup.
Yes, they had injuries. Mm-hmm. They weren't going to get the guy. Jason DeLay gets hurt. If Jason DeLay is healthy, is Joey Bart a Pittsburgh Pirate?
No.
No. So I'm grasping at straws here for how Ben Cherington views any of this as progress. Doran, if a year ago, stay with me here. If a year ago I go to the gym and I'm putting up 100 on my bench press, which seems accurate, and that was October 3rd last year, and before the show today, I tell you, I went to the gym. Oh, Crowley, what you put up on bench press? And I said 100 pounds. That's not progress.
No.
I ain't building muscle. I ain't breaking a sweat. They won 76 games last year. They won 76 games this year with the best pitcher in baseball. When we talk about regression only from a hitting standpoint, David Bednar is a two-time all-star closer, one of the best in the sport. That guy, he can't be penciled in as the closer next year. They're going to.
Right.
He can't be. Colin Holderman was really good until he wasn't. Guys they counted on to be good and or get better, play themselves into a place where they're good, more often than not, to your point, Doran, got worse.
Whenever you head into the All-Star break and you have a winning record and you're feeling that you have a chance and you're playing pretty good baseball, and then the trade deadline comes and you collapse. Like, and then not only do you collapse, you have the same record as you did last year. Like, to me, that is the show. That is the ceiling of what the regime is.
Yeah.
That's the ceiling. Like, you had a chance to stay in it, to stay consistent, to keep competing, and you didn't. And that falls on the manager. That falls on the manager. And then not only did you collapse, but then you have the same record as you did last year whenever you were in it at one point. Whenever you were winning and playing good baseball, what happened? What, you played better teams? That happens. That's baseball. That's sports. Win. Whenever the Padres came here, they showed you why that they're in the playoffs. And they were almost neck and neck at the time, right? Remember that? And it's like, okay, this is a true test for the Pirates to see where they're really at, to see if they can actually compete. And the Padres came in here and boat raced them. You knew that moment that the Pirates weren't ready. You knew that moment that that manager, and I like him as a person.
Me too.
Isn't ready for that moment. So whenever that did happen, and then the spiral effect rolled down the hill, how do you feel it's going to happen next year? You think it's gonna miraculously get better whenever the things are the same next year? That's where I'm like, what do we do? Do they care about winning? Do you really care about winning?
Well, you've got the owner who comes out when they do the sheets patch thing and says that the goal 100% is to make the playoffs this year. And then not only do they not make the playoffs, they don't finish with a winning record. Not only do they not finish with a winning record, they finish with the exact same record as last year.
And everything's on the table at the trade deadline, before the trade deadline, right?
Right. And we want to be active early, and yes, they weren't. They waited right up until that trade deadline. And yet, nothing to see here. Status quo. Autopilot. Just keep things going the way that they've been going. You said that real well, man. Maybe 76 wins is the ceiling for this particular manager.
Clearly. And numbers are numbers.
I think about the Detroit Tigers too, man. A team that has now advanced to the next round, and I think a lot of us tip our caps to them for getting rid of those cheating bastard Astros. But the Tigers last year win 78 games, just two wins more than the Pirates had. This year, they're the team, seriously, that I don't think anybody in Major League Baseball will want to play in the postseason right now.
I think I saw something about $18 million. I don't know what that was linked to with the Tigers. Maybe they're...
I saw their salary as compared to...
to one guy's salary.
Yeah, Josh Hader for the Houston Astros. They're not spending a ton of money, right, but they got Tarik Skubal, who's one of the best pitchers in all of baseball. He's really, I don't think he's as good as Skeens, but he is the American League version of Skeens. Yep. He's good, he's young, he throws hard, he's nasty.
Mm-hmm.
And they're the most dangerous team in baseball right now, the team that everybody fears, no one wants to play. They are the hot hand, and the Pirates are sitting at home. The Tigers weren't good last season. The Royals were horrendous last season. They turned it around, bang, bang! One offseason.
One player.
And here the Pirates are, 2 years in a row, going into next season, year six of this regime. I don't know how anybody gets excited as a Pirates fan going into next year. I do too.
It's just hard.
No one loves
Wainer
talking
baseball
more. Wainer
won in 2-2 yesterday.
Yes.
And he said the same thing, basically. He wants to get excited. He wants to have that feeling of the wild card series that we watched yesterday and the day before.
I rooted for Detroit to beat the Astros, but part of me hurts every time a team like that wins. When the Royals win, when the Orioles win, when Detroit wins, when Milwaukee wins, when Cleveland wins, all these teams that spend more, in a lot of cases, than the Pirates do, when they win, you see what's possible, and then the Pirates for 6 years now, 5 years now, under this regime, ain't getting it done. It's frustrating, and it makes me want to cry a little bit. And perhaps I will at some point in the first hour of the show. There is some hashtag breaking Devontae Adams news. We'll get to that coming up in the next segment. And we'll also hear Ben Cherington's comments on Derek Shelton. Where does he think Derek Shelton is strong in his managerial duties? Where does he think he needs to improve? Are we buying any of it? That's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo. The mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience, is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, Ben Cherington also talked about Derek Shelton yesterday, so we'll get to that coming up in a couple of minutes. It is 6:24. Time is brought to us by Gina Giampietro of RE/MAX Select Realty. I don't think Ben Cherington or Derek Shelton are going to have to call her. They'll be staying put in their Pittsburgh abodes.
She is the best, though.
She is the best. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection. They're also the best, your hometown home and business security company. Before we get back into the Pirates, this just in from Ian Rappaport about, a half hour ago, tweeted out a story. He's up early, this Ian Rappaport. About 24 minutes ago, he put this out, Dorian. Devontae Adams wants to play for the Jets, hopes to be traded to the Jets, but is open to other destinations. This is not going to be, Ian Rappaport writes, like Aaron Rodgers when he left the Packers, where he would only play for the Jets. No, Devontae Adams is open to getting traded elsewhere. The New Orleans Saints, Pittsburgh Steelers, Baltimore Ravens, Buffalo Bills, Dallas Cowboys, and perhaps the San Francisco 49ers are among teams that either have inquired about the six-time Pro Bowler or are places Adams would be happy landing. We know, it's been reported by multiple outlets now, that the Steelers have reached out to the Raiders. I wonder if Devontae Adams wants to come here, though, because the wording there was somewhat ambiguous. The New Orleans Saints, Pittsburgh Steelers, Baltimore Ravens, Buffalo Bills, Dallas Cowboys, and perhaps the 49ers are among teams that either have inquired about the six-time Pro Bowler or are places Adams would be happy landing. So we know the Steelers have reached out. We don't know how Adams feels about them.
Well, he wants to play for the Jets, clearly, and we all knew that.
Yes.
I mean, why wouldn't he? I mean, it's Aaron Rodgers. But I think that with the list of teams that have reached out, which is probably not the real list. There's probably other teams, but
sure.
It's like, all right, like he's not going to go there. I think that he's like, I'm willing to play for those teams that you just listed, as long as it's not Carolina, you know?
Right.
As long as it's not like, I mean, you know, what's another bad team right now? The Giants, maybe. So you don't see those teams on there. And I think that, I mean, as a player, if you look at those situations of the teams that you named, you could see the upside of each situation.
Yeah. I think if you land on any of those teams, yeah, you're okay with it.
Yeah.
You're okay with it. You're obviously going to have a preference. If I were guessing, and you brought up the Saints yesterday, I would think Jets are probably his number one.
Mm-hmm.
Saints are his number two.
Mm-hmm.
But if he's okay with going to any of those spots, and here to me is the crux of all this. If he's okay going any of those places, it really is just going to be about the best offer then at that point. Where for Brandon Ayuk, that wasn't going to be the case. He said, I ain't going to Cleveland.
Right.
I ain't going XYZ. It's either San Francisco or Pittsburgh. So the offer that the Steelers had to put together didn't have to be a great one. They just needed to pay him enough. This, to me, seems like the opposite of that, where there's six teams listed there that all have intriguing situations. It's just going to come down to which team gives up the most. And I heard yesterday, Mike Florio was on with the PM guys. He said he heard the Jets could do 2 third-round picks, and they have 2 third-round picks in this draft. That's going to be tough to top. 2 third-round picks in the upcoming draft. Like, if the Steelers are going to go 2/3, they'd have to spread it out.
Right, 2 years.
Or you'd have to give a second and, I don't know, a fourth next year or something like that. So you're going to have to outbid those teams to get his services.
Mm-hmm.
I think that they might. But I also look at the Jets as probably a desperate outfit. One that knows there's a ticking clock on Rodgers' back. And you got to make him happy,
yes.
And you got to win now.
Yes.
And if you don't win now, he ain't going to be happy. So I think they're probably the team that is going to push the envelope the most here.
I think they've been in on it for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
It's been rumored even before, even in the offseason, about him going to the Jets with Aaron Rodgers. 2/3, I mean, how do you top that? Maybe, you know, 1/3 and a player? I don't know. I don't know if the Steelers are in a situation to get, I mean, who would that player be?
Right.
I think it's going to be the Jets.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
If I'm the Raiders, I'm looking at mostly draft capital, too. I mean, I don't know that I'm super interested in adding a salary, adding a player.
No.
I just want to start my rebuild. They don't have a quarterback. Aiden O'Connell's not the guy.
Nope.
Who?
Garner Minshew.
Garner Minshew's not the guy.
Mm-mm.
Those guys
they knew that going in the season.
They're just
like,
guys.
That's why I don't understand, like, sometimes, you know, like GMs in the processes. Like, you knew that Gardner Minshew. I mean, Gardner Minshew is Gardner Minshew. He's a fine player. But is Gardner Minshew going to win you an AFC championship game? Like,
no, I think Gardner Minshew is a really good backup quarterback
so
in this league. But that's about all he is. Aiden O'Connell, you don't know, I guess, what he could be. But when you get beat out by Gardner Minshew, you kind of know what he could be. So this is the least surprising thing ever. Hell, man, 3 weeks ago, you said, pay attention to the Raiders. If they fall out of it, Davante Adams ain't going to want to be there. You were on this a long time ago. And 2 days ago, before any stuff came out, you said, pay attention to the Raiders, Davante Adams, and think about the Steelers, and maybe they flop Wilson to the Dolphins, and then maybe you get a draft pick, and maybe use that draft pick for Davante Adams. So you've been all over this. And then I heard again yesterday Florio say there might have been a little wink, wink, nudge, nudge thing between Davante Adams and Antonio Pierce. Look, we're going to try to win. If things aren't going according to plan, Davante, we probably will move on from you. Mm-hmm. I could see that being the case too.
Yeah.
He's dealing with a hamstring injury. He is not a young player. He turns 32 in December. That worries me a little bit. I wonder if they were a contending team, if he might play in somewhat of a limited capacity, but now if you've got the hamstring injury and you're on the trade block and you're not very good, you're just going to be, you're going to be on ice.
Yeah, you're milking that thing.
Mm-hmm.
You're milking it, whether it's serious or not. And I read somewhere that it's a legit injury.
Sure.
But I mean, if it's 1 to 2 weeks, that is the barometer of whenever he could be healthy. If I'm Davante Adams and this is the situation, it's as many weeks until I am not here anymore.
Yes. I'm not going out and playing another down for the Las Vegas Raiders, whether I'm healthy or otherwise, because I don't want to be a Raider. And that's the smart thing. Players can do that.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have a lot of power. They have more power than they've ever had before. But when you're locked in a contract and you're in the middle of a season, you got one play. And the play is Al my hammy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I do agree that it's probably a legitimate injury, but it's going to recover quite slowly.
Yes, it is.
Same way with Russell Wilson. You don't need to push him along when you've got a guy who's 3-1 and slinging the ball all over the place for you. You can afford to be patient. In this instance, it would be organizational malpractice to get Davante Adams on the football field. Your reaction to any of this, all of this, 412-928-9370 on the text line, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Fan Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. If you want to talk about Davante Adams, you can give us a ring, 412-928-9370. We are going to give you Ben Cherington's comments on Derek Shelton. We'll react to those coming up next as well. As mentioned, Davante Adams dealing with that hamstring injury. And the injury report brought to you by Shenderovich, Shenderovich and Fishman. They've got your back, not your wallet. Also, Russell Wilson limited in practice yesterday, Doran, and I saw the video. Doesn't mean that more couldn't have happened after the video, but it's looked an awful lot like it has the last few weeks,
mm-hmm.
where Justin Fields takes a rep, sprints on a rollout to his right, Kyle Allen takes a rep, jogs on a rollout to the right, and then, again, Russell Wilson takes a snap, quick three-step drop, let's go to the ball, a little ginger, a little tender. It looks exactly the same.
Yes.
So we expected him to practice in full yesterday. He was limited. So there you go. Injury report brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law. Oopsies. Excuse me. The injury report brought to you by Shenderovich, Shenderovich & Fishman. They've got your back, not your wallet. That's what happens when you give them an extra plug. You screw it up.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of screwing it up, Ben Cherington talked about Derek Shelton yesterday.
I believe he can help lead us towards winning in 2025. I believe that. I believe he already does a lot of aspects of the job very well and at a high level. I believe he works as hard as any manager in the game. I certainly believe he cares as much as any manager in the game. Like all of us, certainly including me, he has targets that he needs to improve on. And I believe he's fully aware of those. I believe he's very committed to working on those. I believe he understands that ultimately the team needs to respond to him. And we'll go into, 2025 together, accountable together. And I'm excited for that. I'm excited for the work ahead.
That's the only part that I kind of like, is that they're accountable together, that they're intrinsically tied, that if they stink, Derek Shelton and Ben Cherington go. I just would have done it now and not wait a year. But when Ben Cherington talks about Derek Shelton's strengths, what do we think he's talking about? What does Derek Shelton do well? I don't have an answer for that.
Mm-mm.
Now, a lot of it is roster construction. That's why I don't think Ben Cherington's done a good job and why we've said that often. I can't point to a single thing. If you are a low payroll team and you fancy yourselves a contender, and they were 55 and 52 at one point, right there. They were buyers at the deadline, for goodness sakes. I would think bare minimum, you talk about how hard Derek Shelton works, how no one cares more than Derek Shelton. Why doesn't his team always look like they care?
Right.
Right?
Right.
It's like what Wehner said a month or so ago. Guys turning doubles into singles, guys turning doubles into outs. How many times did they screw up the routine plays in the field? You would think that the Pirates would bring one thing to the ballpark every night, and that would be effort and trying to outplay, out-hustle, out-heart the opposition. We don't get that from Derek Shelton-managed teams.
Well, there, it's a fine line whenever you're a head coach or you're a manager with being that coach or manager that your players play hard for and will do anything for, will take a bullet for you. I've been around a lot of coaches like that. But also, you can't be that head coach or manager where you let the players cross the line and you're too lenient and you're too nice and they know they can get over on you and they know they can get away with things. And I think that that might be where Shelton is. And I think that what Charrington's saying, what he does well is that the players are loyal to him and like him and want to play for him, but they also can do whatever they want. I know a lot of coaches like that. Where that guy's awesome. He's awesome because I could do whatever I want. You know, if I'm late, he's like, you're good. If I don't hustle in practice, like, come on, hey, pick it up. There's no repercussions.
Right. It's not you're getting stapled to the bench if you don't pick it up.
And I think that's what we saw last year. I believe that he wasn't, he was too accepting of things, and players know that. They know what they can get away with, and I feel like that they thought that they could get away with whatever they wanted to do at any point in time because he was that lenient and he was that accepting of certain things. He wasn't hard on them. And players like that because you can do whatever you want.
Yeah, I have a friend, one of my good friends from high school, who's got a ton of friends. Like, everybody's his best friend. He's a people pleaser.
Yes.
He's a yes man.
Yes.
Great guy. Everyone loves him, but you love the guy that you're always going to get along with.
Right.
And that's what Derek Shelton is.
Yep.
And I've heard he's a really good guy. He blew up at Noah Hyles. It was really the only point of frustration we've really seen out of Derek Shelton in 5 years. It's 2024, the days of the hard-ass coach, hard-ass manager. It's never going to look like it used to look.
No.
But I'd like something bordering on it. I think you need a manager who earns respect through fear more than respect through he's my buddy. And they just don't have that here. You got cell phones falling out of pockets and sunflower seeds in the middle of a play and missing first base and rundowns between home and first. And that's just the stuff that happened way back. You consider this year, how many times did outfielders need to run into each other or your shortstop needs to run into an outfielder before it changed? Oh, wait, it never did. The fundamental stuff, I got it. They couldn't even figure that out. If you're not going to be a high payroll baseball team, or you're not going to, when you win 76 games, pour enough payroll in to make a legitimate jump, you need to do all the little things right. You need to cross the T's. You need to dot the I's. You need to be buttoned up. They've not been buttoned up. You need to take the extra base. You need to be thoughtfully aggressive on the base paths. We didn't see this team do that this year. The beginning of last season, I thought they had a cheat code when the rules changed.
Right.
Why'd they start 20-8? The pitching was great. They took the extra base all the time. They ran and they ran and they ran. We barely saw it this year. Maybe a little bit more in the second half. It looked like when they came out of the All-Star break, that was going to be a point of emphasis, but too little too late. You left so many wins on the table early. I don't know a single thing that I think Derek Shelton does as at an above-average level. Managing the bullpen, I don't put totally on him because you expect Bednar to be good. He wasn't. You expect Holderman to be good, and he had a bad blip in there. They had injuries in the bullpen. But I can't totally absolve him of blame there because he continued to go to David Bednar time and time again. So I ask you, the people, at 412-928-9370, because we don't know, what do you think Derek Shelton does that warrants him being back next year? Because the big story out of the press conference for me yesterday was not only that Ben Cherington recommended that Derek Shelton come back, but that ownership in the front office agreed. So this is your front office team, Pittsburgh, going into 2025. Coming up next, got another Devontae Adams thought. And then we got Pat Bostic in for a full 2 hours. Looking forward to that as we do every single Thursday. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Pat Bostic going to join us for the next 2 hours. And there's something that could happen that I'm very excited about, but I don't want to bring it up on the air, and we'll talk about it potentially after. Also, Chris Carter, who joins us on Fridays, that's tomorrow, texted me last night after I fell asleep. I saw it this morning. He said he can't do 8 o'clock. He's got a 7:45 a.m. haircut.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, it is. I didn't at first. I was like, wait, oh, yeah. My barber, he takes, I think, clients starting at 7.
Man, I guess, hey, you're a working guy, working lady. You got to get out into the world. You want a fresh cut. You don't want to have to go on, like, your lunch break. I guess I've never heard of such a thing.
Yeah.
I've never done such a thing.
Well, you can't right now.
That's true. I got my hair cut yesterday.
What time?
2:15.
Hmm.
Yeah.
For your wedding. For the wedding.
My sister's wedding on Saturday.
Man, I'm upset about that.
I know she's off the market. Well, not yet, but about to be. About to be. I got to pick up my suit today. And the last time I picked up my suit, I walked out of the changing room and my fly was undone. And there was a nice lady who was helping me out, and she could not have been more warm. And then I went, oh my gosh, I'm sorry, my fly's down. And I turned to the side, and zip. And then after that, she was totally cold to me.
No.
I wonder if she thought that it was some sort of move.
You probably was. Yes.
It's not a move. It's just I forgot to zip the fly up. She did not like it.
I tried
to be the nice guy, too. Like, I don't know if I should have just turned my back and then zipped it up and not made mention of it. I thought that it would have been better had I mentioned it than I turn and she doesn't have to see me zip the fly up.
Getting the suit today. Wonder why I didn't catch an invite.
To my sister's wedding?
Yeah.
I have a plus one. I could just tell my wife to stay home.
That'd be great.
We could have some fun.
Mm-hmm.
You probably tear it up at weddings.
Yes.
Absolutely tear it up at
weddings. Yeah, I do the whole dirty dancing thing with the bride usually.
What?
You know, Dirty Dancing? Ever seen that?
Yeah, I've seen Dirty Dancing.
Of course, you've seen Dirty Dancing, but you haven't seen Rocky. Like, it makes a lot of sense.
Seen Grease like a million times.
Yeah, they haven't seen Rocky. Come on.
Name another sports movie. I bet you haven't seen it.
Mighty Ducks.
Seen that. D3.
Any Given Sunday.
Nope.
The Program.
What the hell? I never even heard of that.
That's probably the best football movie ever.
I've seen Remember the Titans, Little Giants, The Sandlot.
That's it? Rookie of the Year?
No.
Oh, come on.
I've seen For the Love of the Game, but that's because it's basically a chick flick.
You've never seen Rookie of the Year when
seen
he breaks
Fever
his arm?
Fever Pitch? No. Haven't seen it.
It's tough.
Haven't seen it, no. Do you think Devontae Adams would want to be a Steeler before the year?
Before the season?
Yeah.
Knowing that there's Russell Wilson and Justin Fields?
Yeah.
Or knowing that there was Kenny Pickett?
After the Pickett thing? I feel like the Steelers wouldn't have been on his list. The Saints would have, still with his old guy at QB and Derek Carr. The Jets would have been because of Aaron Rodgers. The other teams reportedly interested, Baltimore, Buffalo, Dallas, San Francisco. I feel like he would have been interested in all those teams. I think the way Justin Fields has played makes it a legitimate chance of this happening.
Only thing you can go back to is Mike Tomlin, like we always do. Like,
right.
The players that want to play, like that would be the only reason why.
Which is absolutely true, too.
Yes.
Like, players love Mike Tomlin because he treats them like men. He's not the Derek Shelton who's going to treat everyone nice and he's not going to read them the riot act. Tomlin will
there's
give
rules.
It to guys.
Yeah, there's rules.
There's rules.
Mm-hmm.
But people like to play for him because he treats you with respect as a man and as a human being.
If you do your job.
So I do think that's a good point by you. I think if the Steelers really were playing the way they played the first 2 weeks even, and not the last 2 weeks where they've let Justin throw the ball around and based on necessity in the fourth game they had to have him throw it around. I think if I'm Davante Adams, I look at this and I go, okay, I could do that. I could do that. But if they tried to win the way they did the first 2 weeks, which was just run the ball, play defense, not a ton of deep shots down the field, a few called back by penalties, I think I'd be going, I don't know about all that.
Who do you think, let's play a little game, who do you think the best salesman is as out of the three? Because everybody has an enticing factor. So if you're, so I'm Davante Adams, and you have to sell me to come play with you or for your organization. Mike Tomlin, Aaron Rodgers, or Derek Carr? Knowing the history of everybody, who do you think the best salesman actually is?
I think Mike Tomlin's the best salesman.
Over Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah.
Even though they've had a relationship?
No, I think if you're asking me who he'd prefer, I think it's clearly the Jets, and he wants to work with Rodgers. And then probably a close second is like, the New Orleans Saints.
My question would be, like, could Mike Tomlin outsell Aaron Rodgers and what he's pitching to Davante Adams, knowing that they've had a history? Like, is Mike Tomlin that good?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. Rodgers, four-time MVP, still clearly has it. I know they played bad the other day. It's ultimately going to come down to who's willing to give up the most, because apparently, according to Ian Rappaport, it doesn't have to be the Jets for Adams. He would prefer it's the Jets. It doesn't have to be. But if it did come down to that,
right,
you're going to have a hard time, even with Mike Tomlin, convincing him, oh, you don't want to go back and relive your glory years.
Right.
Who doesn't want to relive the glory years,
yeah, exactly,
Dorian? I go back to college, I want to drink 15 beers and smoke cigarettes on a Saturday morning because I'm trying to relive the glory years.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about Davante Adams. He still wants money. He still wants to get paid. So you go play with Aaron Rodgers, you're going to get the ball.
Yep.
Immediately he becomes their number one wide receiver, and they probably, it's like riding a bike, I would guess. Like, they're just going to, you're not going to forget that chemistry.
No.
And then even to a lesser extent, it's Derek Carr, but he wanted to go to Las Vegas because they had Derek Carr. So while I think Mike Tomlin, of those three, is the best salesman, not for this particular guy, and you got to know your audience.
Mm-hmm.
But if he's amenable to it not having to be the Jets and allowing for the Raiders to get the best possible offer, that's the Steelers' best shot. Their best shot, it still doesn't make me feel all warm and fuzzy because I just think the Jets are going to go above and beyond. And you're going to have to turn to playing C, D, E, F, G.
Which is what is on their roster.
No, right now they're on plan F. F minus.
What other plan is there?
Oh, I mean, has Cortland Sutton become available again? Is Christian Kirk an option? All guys upgrades. And I'm amenable to any possible upgrade at the wide receiver two position. But this is a difference maker.
Yep.
Ray Fittipaldo joined us yesterday, and he told us what he thinks the Steelers' ceiling is without Davante Adams. He told us what he thinks the Steelers' ceiling is with Davante Adams. We'll let you hear that coming up next. And we're going to talk to Pat Bostic about Davante Adams, about Justin Fields, about the state of the Steelers, about Pitt v. North Carolina. We got Jeff Hathorn at 735. We got Bill Hillgrove at 750. We're going 1,000 miles an hour. But first, fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. 24 Silverado, 1,500, 1.9% financing up to 36 months with approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms at sunchevy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.